This is Building Bridges. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash, a Black History Month special, the homecoming tribute for the action figure, the instrumentalist of words, the writer, the master teacher, Imari Baraka. The homecoming tribute of writer and revolutionary icon Imari Baraka shut down a section of one of downtown Newark's main streets, dignitary style. African drummers flanked the entry to Newark Symphony Hall, greeting each attendee with ancestral rhythms and setting the tone for what would be a service filled with music, poetry, remembrance, and fire. The fire you light when a world-changing, shape-shifting native son has left us.
Inside, every seat was taken by those who came from around the corner and around the world for Imari Baraka, beat poet, black nationalist, Marxist shaman, lighter of fires, a man whose intellectual and spiritual breath was reflected in his perpetual search for his truest place in the world and to free others to realize theirs.
Poet Saul Williams intoned, "This is a stick-up, Imari, get out of the coffin." And with that, he conjured up Imari Baraka's spirit and lifted ours, as did Woody King Jr. and Danny Glover, Asha Bandeli, Michael Eric Dyson, Jessica Kerr Moore, and Tony Medina, and Sonia Sanchez was there with an offering from Maya Angelou, and Sister Soldier was there, and Haki Mahabuti, and Cornell West, and Larry Hamm, and Oliver Lake, and Kevin Maynard, and Avery Brooks, and Raz Baraka was there, the son, the chosen son, the next mayor of Newark, rhapsodizing, channeling the spirit of his father in an epic offering. Imari announcing from the grave the power of a father to shape his son into a reflection of himself and into his own man.
This was a revelatory moment for those present at the tribute for Imari Baraka, the action figure, the instrumentalist of words, the writer, the master teacher. The people were there because they could not imagine not being there. And now you'll be there, too. We'll take you there, and you'll be imbued with the passion of the beloved community, socially engaged people working for empowerment, and amongst the brilliant tributes and encouraging instruction for activism. To continue, we'll weave the poetry, the speeches of Imari Baraka, beckoning us to fan the embers and reignite the struggle for justice.
Hear this magnificent tribute to Brother Imari Baraka, yes, the shaman, the griot, the wordsmith, the teacher, one of ours, shaping our world.
This is an excerpt from a poem called "Why Is We American?" But reality is an excerpt on television. Why is we Americans? Boo-dee-da. Boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, boo-doo-doo, bee-dee-dee-dee, boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-boo-boo. What I want is me, for real. I want me and myself, and what that is what I be and what I see and feel, and who is me and the what it is and who it is and when it me is what it be. I'm going to be here if I want, like I said, self-determination. But I ain't come from a foolish tribe. We wants the mule, the land. You can make it 300 years of blue chip stock in the entire operation. We want to be paid in a central bank, the average worker, farmer wage for all those years we gave it free. Plus, we want damages for all the killings and the fraud, the lynchings, the missing justice, the lies and frame-ups, the unwarranted jailings, the tar and feathering, the character and race assassinations, historical slander, ugly caricatures. For every Sambo, step and fetch it flick, we want to be paid. For every hurtful thing you did or said, for all the land you took, for all the rapes, all the rosewoods and black Wall Street you destroyed, all the miseducation, jobs lost, segregated shacks we lived in, the disease that ate and killed us, for all the mad police that drilled us, for all the music and dances you stole, the styles, the language, the hip clothes you cop, the careers you stopped, all these are suits. Specific litigation as represent we, be like we for reparations for damages paid to the Afro-American nation. Boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da. We want education for all of us and anyone else in the black belt hurt by slavery, for all the native peoples, even them poor white people you show all the time is funny, all them Abners and Daisy Mays, them Beverly Hillbillies who never got to know Beverly Hills, who never got to Harvard on their grandfather's wheels. We want reparations for them, right on, for the Mexicans whose land you stole, for all of North Mexico, you call it Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico, Colorado, all that. Be-dee-da-doo-doo. All that you got to give up. Autonomy and reparation to the Chicanos and the Native Americans whose soul you ripped out with their land. Give self-determination, regional autonomy. That's what my we is asking, and they're going to do the same when they demand it like us again in their own exploited name. Yeah, the education, that's right. 200 years. We want a central stash, a central bank with democratically elected trustees and a board elected by us all to map out from the referendum we set up what we want to spend it on to build that Malcolm sense self-determination as self-reliance and self-respect and self-defense, the will of what the good Dr. Du Bois beat on, true self-consciousness, simply the psychology of freedom. Boudida, 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 that ba ba ba, boudi boudi boo boo boo. Then we can talk about being American.
Kevin Maynard.
Amina Baraka was my friend. His wife, Amina Baraka, has asked me to sing a particular number. It's called Old Man River, because Amina said that Amidi was Old Man River. And I'll tell you this, I used to have many conversations with Amidi on the phone. You know, we're artists. We talk about everything, the little things, though. Family, what was important to you. And Amidi was very close to my heart and soul. And when something was bothering me that was happening, I would call him and talk to him about it. And he was patient. But the funny thing that always would happen when we would finish talking, I would say goodbye. And Amidi would never say goodbye. He'd just say, okay. Okay.
An old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man that I would do be. Boy, does he care when the world has troubles. Boy, does he care when the land ain't free.
Sean Williams, get up here.
President of Archaeological Indifference, Vice President of Truth, Secretary of Statistics, Minister of Celebrity and Justice, Chief of Staff and Serpent, Blessed Page Turner of the Great Book of Misdeeds and Overestimations, Bishop of the Great Climate War, Minister of the Deteriorating Sky, Baron of Epic Boredom and Self-Indulgence, all gathered notables, good evening. God as a prostitute, male model, caught in the World Trade bathroom. Neither God could have made this up. Neither God, dearly beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life, electric word life. It means forever. And I mean to tell you, there's nothing else. Even death is a part of life. Tell me which poets die from natural causes and which poems kill. I saw the rifles pointed, Jesse Jackson with that blood on his shirt, baraka, 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 Pitbull Orchestra, Wattweiler Choir, pianos make better sense of trees than the trees themselves, Charlie Parker, what you say, Amiri Baraka was no centrist, Bo Obama learned to DJ Barack dodge a bullet, Amiri Baraka was no centrist unless you count right smack between the eyes, a typewriter is corny, Monk and an expression scriber, Washington uncrossed the Delaware, tell the governor to stop up the bridge. We can't let this poet spirit get out of here. This is a stick up. Amiri, get out of the coffin. I saw you dancing on Langston's ashes. They raised the bounty on Assata Shakur's head and called it inflation. American culture is televisional. You can't go out like that. Time to conceptualize a series. The good news is half of America was waiting for you to die so they could read you. They done low-cooed your Twitter profile, called it the Twitterverse. Either this is a funeral or this is a Senate floor. We all knew the politicians would show up. Somebody say Jesus got stuck at the border. I say if you let Lazarus fly, then Amiri, get up and walk. It's a matter of cause and effect, a matter of principle. Make principle of matter, construct, harmonize, synthesize unions, complete the equation. If not, what is it all for? For fear of flying, form not unions, form unions to fly. I saw an eagle flying over Harlem. Not even making this up, it's up on its own Riverside Drive, brown tip, leaning on a light post. Dearly beloved, even death is a part of life. Let me just say this. This man has meant so much to this country. I hear you talk about Newark, New Jersey. I'm neither from Newark or New Jersey. I am touched. And it's not just me. And those of us, you know, and those of them who don't even know that they were touched will continue to be touched by what we call hip-hop, by what we call art, by what we call progressive consciousness, continually evolving what this man did. I'm acting too because of him, Mr. Glover. I read The Dutchman when I was 12 years old. That was it. I just want to give my love to the family. Sister Amina, all of the children, the family of Newark, the family of artists, the family of thinkers, family of revolutionaries. This has to be the beginning of something, the birth of something. One love to all of you. Jessica, I love you. Thank you. Thank you, musicians. Thank you.
In 1967, I walked into Poetry Forum and heard this poetess for the first time. She became one of my teachers at San Francisco State College. She is certainly remains one of my sheroes, Sonia Sanchez.
How are you? Salaam alaikum. How y'all be? I have two things to do. I want to say to the first family of Newark, Sister Mina Baraka, Brother Obalaji, Brother Raz, I have to stop saying Little Mitty, Brother Mitty Jr., Brother Ahi, Sister Shani, I want to say thank you for letting us be a part of this celebration of life and all the people who have been here with us. Sister Maya sent me a poem to read for her dear friend, Brother Baraka. She called it, When Great Trees Fall. When great trees fall, rocks on distant hills shudder, lions hunker down in tall grasses, and even elephants lumber after safety. When great trees fall in forests, small things recoil into silence, their senses eroded beyond fear. When great souls die, the air around us becomes light, rare, sterile. We breathe briefly, our eyes briefly see with a hurtful clarity. Our memory suddenly sharpened, examines, gnaws on kind words unsaid, promise walks never taken. Great souls die, and our reality bound to them takes leave of us. Our souls dependent upon their nurture now shrink, wizen. Our minds form and informed by their radiance fall away. We are not so much maddened as reduced to the unutterable ignorance of dark, cold caves. And when great souls die, after a period, peace blooms slowly and always irregularly. Spaces fill with a kind of soothing electric vibration, our senses restored never to be the same, whisper to us, they existed, they existed, we can be and be better, for they existed. Many small trees will grow to maturity and give shade and oxygen and beauty to the world because of the life, courage, and inspiration of Amidi Baraka. Our world is indebted to this great hero, written by Sister Maya Angelou. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Baraka. I say, woke up this morning with my eyes on Baraka. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Baraka. Gonna live, gonna love, gonna resist just like him. The breath of your death, the birth of your death, the essentiality of your death, the elasticity of your death, the complicity of your death, the past splendor of your death, the death swellings of your death, the apartments of your death, the pageantry of your death, the boulevards of your death, the chemical black of your death, the frenetic faith of your death, the privileged eyes of your death, the duende of your death, the cathedrals of your death, the middle passage of your death, the thumbprints of your death, the latitude longitude of your death, the handshake of your death, the pelvic sound of your death, the collarbone laughter of your death, the membrane of your death, the mouthprints of your death, the foreclosures of your death, the squats of your death, the blues of your death, the conte hondo of your death, the guaranteed wages of your death, the footsteps of your death, the charitable flow of your death, the dialectics of your death, the feet of your death, the arms of your death, the eyes of your death, the teeth of your death, the humming of your death, the early morning avenues of your death, the convulsions of your death, the solitary eye of your death, the equal opportunity of your death, the bone marrow of your death, the cobblestone feet of your death, the sacred mantra of your death, the throat of your death, the relentless flesh of your death, the sleeves of your death, the white fingernails of your death, the preserved breath of your death. I bow down to the pavon of your poem of your death. I bow down as you strip search our eyes this last time for new memory. I call out to you, I call out to you, you holy today. I say, holy the day because you stood up. I say, holy the sky, holy the sound, holy the air, holy the sound of your voice, holy your skin as you move with the wind. Holy your eyes as you remember and join your ancestors. Holy your words. Holy the spirit tongue you rode across the sky, bringing the earth to its knees. Holy the day, standing still with longing for you. Holy the morning star of your death. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Baraka. I say, woke up this morning with my eyes on Baraka. Gonna live, gonna resist. Just like him, can you resist? Can you resist? Say it, resist. 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 Resist.
In our next portion of this remembrance and celebration of Amiri's life, I want to bring up Larry Ham.
Power to the people. In South Africa, when comrades pass, the people join together and give a great salute. If we could all stand and raise our fists in salute of our great revolutionary warrior, Amiri Baraka. Long live Amiri Baraka. Amiri Baraka, live like him. Dare to struggle. Dare to win. I've known Amiri Baraka not as long as some in this room, but I've known him for 43 years. I first encountered him at Arts High School in 1970. I stand here today. I am who I am, and I represent here today the chairman of the People's Organization for Progress. And I stand here today, who I am, and the People's Organization for Progress exists as it is because we trace our origin directly back to Amiri Baraka and the Committee for a Unified Newark that turned the slave ship into a new art in 1970. Amiri Baraka helped bring to power, through the Black Power Convention, the Black and Puerto Rican Convention, the first black mayor of Newark, Kenneth A. Gibson. And Ken Gibson, after seeing a student movement in this city rise up in 1971, appointed me to the Board of Education at the age of 17, making me the youngest school board member in the history of the United States of America. And it was in August of 1971 that I had my first meeting with Amiri Baraka. And I'm not ashamed to say it, I became a devotee of Amiri Baraka from that point on. And I went as a delegate to the National Black Political Convention in Gary, Indiana in 1972. And that was a transfiguring experience for me because black people came together from all over the United States to hammer out a national black political agenda. And I was inspired and transformed by that experience. In fact, I wish we could have another national black political convention in the 21st century. But I was transformed by that experience. And I asked Baraka for an African name, and he gave me the name Adimu Changa, which meant exalted youth. Not only did he name me, he married me. And my children today have African names because Amiri Baraka taught me to be proud to be a descendant of African people in the United States today. Amiri Baraka taught me about revolution. I was a kid from South 12th Street in Newark, New Jersey. Amiri Baraka taught me that I was part of the black freedom struggle and that I had a role to play in it, that we all have a role to play in it. He taught me not only about local politics at the grassroots level, but he taught me about the anti-colonial and anti-imperialist struggle that was going on in the world. It was Amiri Baraka that told us to read Amilcar Cabral and Kwame Nkrumah and Julius Nyerere and Frantz Fanon and the great revolutionary writers of the world. That's why I don't know why people were so surprised when Amiri Baraka moved to the left and announced that he was a Marxist-Leninist. You couldn't read Cabral and Nkrumah and all those people and not be a socialist and not be a radical. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Amiri Baraka, like all of us, had many dimensions. The dimension that I want to raise up today is his revolutionary dimension. He talked to me the last time we were together about getting his son, Raz, elected as mayor of Newark. And if we really love Amiri Baraka, then all of us who are here today should dedicate ourselves to making that happen. But Amiri Baraka would not stop with the election of Raz as mayor. Amiri Baraka grew and evolved in the vein of Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. He saw in this last phase of his life that it was not simply enough to elect people to office. We must transform the social system in which we live. We need a radical redistribution of power and wealth in this country. And we need a radical restructuring of our socioeconomic system.
Oh my goodness, Larry Ham, do we ever need a radical restructuring of this social system?
Tune in next week for Raz Baraka, next mayor of Newark. Part 2 of Building Bridges, Amiri Baraka Homecoming Special, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.